I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast. Here we go,
It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. Hello there. How are we? Are we all good?
I'm great.
Oh, good.
Have you been on social media this morning? Have you seen anything in New York?
Social media? I think I did look at it briefly.
Well, in New York?
New York. Go on.
Empire State Building.
Okay.
Up, it's probably happening right now because it's still dark over there. They're celebrating Star Wars and they have a massive projection on the whole of the Empire State Building.
Ooh.
Of Star Wars characters and those lightsaber thingies.
Why are they celebrating Star Wars?
It's not May.
They have a thing where it goes Anakin Skywalker becoming Darth Vader on the Empire State Building, and it like it's a visual on one side of it. I'm showing Zainab
here. It's the biggest spoiler in the history of cinema. No, everyone knows.
Don't do that, Jim.
No, for people who haven't seen the movies.
Ah, come on.
You know what, I haven't seen the movies and I don't think I'm going to cry myself to sleep for knowing that spoiler.
It's a good
I don't know why they're doing. Is this because there's a new Star Wars coming?
I don't know.
Are they just...
I'm into Star Wars, but I don't know everything that's going on.
I got an email.
There's an awful lot going on in that Star Wars universe. There's so many TV shows and movies.
There's just so many bits going on. There was a guy that I fancied when I was in primary school, and I remember being invited to his birthday party, and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And then we went, and he literally had all of us sit around and watch Star Wars. And then my mom was like, how was it? And I was like, I'm over it now.
Did you go off him?
Yeah, immediately.
Because was he a nerd?
Well, no, but it was just, I think
lots of
I was
boys
10.
Into Star Wars. Yeah,
I know, but I think
was he 10 as well?
Yeah.
He's into Star Wars, like that's...
I'm
he
a
was
real
in
boy.
He was in his lane. What did you want him to be talking
about? I don't know,
about?
Apparently this was just, yeah, turn off at the age of 10. I was like, nah, not for me.
But suppose
no.
He, like by the time he was 16, he was a bit more rounded. Like he liked Star Wars and other things.
Yeah, maybe I missed it, yeah. Anyway.
What was his name?
I let him go. Aaron.
And do you know where he is now?
No, actually. Hi, Aaron.
You should go try and find him out on Instagram. So I know the reason why this is going on.
Okay.
Star Wars The Acolyte is coming out very soon on Disney Plus. It's a brand new original from Lucasfilms.
Oh.
Yeah.
And the thrilling live-action series launches Tuesday, June 4th.
Okay.
With the first two episodes. So it more than likely is because of that.
I don't know anything about it. But, like, I'm in. I'll give it a go. I'll give it a... I never liked Star Wars up till about sort of 5 years ago.
Oh, you're a recent Star Warser.
Yeah, well, I saw the movies and stuff and I liked them.
Yeah, but then you've only just gotten stuck in.
Well, I never watched all the 9 of them. But
There's 9 movies.
There's 9 movies.
And they're about 8 hours long. Like, they're quite... Like, they're 3-hour chunky movies.
Why do you obsess on how long the movies are?
My arse is really sore when I'm sitting down watching shows.
You can watch some of these at home. You can watch them in half and then go for a coffee and come back and watch the other half. It's no problem.
You probably can't see this at home, but when we're in the studio, I stand up quite a bit. And I go out for a walk because I can't sit down for more than a half an hour. So if you've noticed recently, I walk out and I don't go anywhere. I literally just walk out to the floor and walk back in again.
I thought it offended you.
No, I just can't. So I just get very fidgety.
Yeah,
fidgety arse.
Crossy arse. If a movie is 90 minutes, crossy is in. 10 points across the board.
Yeah.
What's the longest you can sit still?
An hour.
Actually, it's very good for you to get up and walk around every hour.
Yeah, you're supposed to do that. I forget.
That's what your Fitbit tells you. It gives a little nudge. Go on.
I have one of them at home and it's literally been in the box for a week. Since Christmas. My mother got it for me.
Yeah.
Hint, hint. And she did, yeah. So it's there and it's just if anyone wants
she
a
loves
Fitbit.
You. That's all.
Anyone want a Fitbit?
It's 12 minutes past 7. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. Actually, speaking of you know, giving people the swerve.
Oh yeah.
There's a reason that some ladies on Tinder are giving some fellas the swerve.
Star Wars.
I'll tell you about it. No, it's not Star Wars. It's something else.
Rare.
It's F104.
Let me tell you.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's F104. So on the subject of dating, right, yes, and Tinder and all that kind of stuff, apart from Star Wars, what would make you absolutely just go, no, this is not going to happen?
If they say Mister.
Mister
Tinder.
What do you mean?
Hi, Mister. Oh. What's up, Mister? How are you, Mister? Mister to me is an instant block.
Why would somebody say hi, Mister?
Just a heavy.
It's just, what's so the crack? It's just hi. Their way of saying hi.
So I say hey all the time in emails because I think hi is a bit.
It's a bit formal.
It's a bit formal.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
That's a bit. You know, premature, I think, to rule somebody out because they say Mister.
Because I've known a lot of people throughout my life that when they go Mister, it's just so you're entering carnage into your life.
Right.
Drama.
It's not expected.
Anyone who says Mister in a WhatsApp or a text, they are dramatic. Do you say Mister?
No, I say man.
Man, okay.
I say hey, man.
I say man.
Yeah.
And I can't get out of it. Hey, man.
Yeah.
And I think when I say it, people think I don't know their name. But that's what I do.
Well, see, when I say it, I think people think I'm cool.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah.
I think I'm like,
my friend
hey,
is married to an English man.
Yes.
And it's creeping into our WhatsApps now, mate.
No.
It's creeping into us. And every time I see her, I'm like, it's because of him you're doing it. And she's like, it's not. I've always said it. I was like, you've never said this before.
No. That is
mate is an English.
Mate
thing.
Is
happening.
It's quite English, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
But like it's landed here in a big way.
Yeah. There's a girl who used to work here who works at a brilliant radio station over in London.
Yeah.
And I've messaged her a few times over things, and mate has come back loads. And I think because she's in that circle now, so it's mate this, mate that.
Men who brag about being football fans are more likely to be shown the red card on dating site Tinder. Listen, boys, to this. 1 in 25 females likes football, according to Tinder. And if you say, I'm a big football fan, which like a lot of guys are, they will swipe.
Wow.
The wrong way. Because
heartless.
They don't want to be bored by your talk about Aston Villa or Spurs.
Would you not get turned on by...
No.
Would you not like... Jesus. Would you not like if a fella like sport and saying, to kind of go, it's great, he's going to be out with the lads, I can watch my trash TV, or he's flying over to Manchester the weekend, or he's going to Liverpool or Accrington Stanley or somewhere like that.
You know what? For the pure purpose of having an empty house, yes. But if somebody's like immediate conversation on Tinder is like, who do you support?
I wouldn't bring it up on Tinder.
No.
Would you not? I love the ball.
No, if somebody was like, who do you support? I'd be like, Slán Ovalia.
I love the ball.
I love the ball.
And you slag off people for saying Mister.
Mister.
Said, I love the ball. I'd be like, you're grand.
No,
ladies. Well, like, but like, can you not? If you like football, if you're mad into football, you can easily be into it and like just not share that love.
Actually, you know why I realized that this would be my personal experience when I realised my other half wasn't really that bothered with football. I had a sigh of relief because football is on a lot.
Yes.
A lot, right? So anytime I would have gone over to my dad's house, he's big football head, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember just sitting there going, nothing has happened. Nothing has happened. The whole match goes on and it's like, nil all. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, yeah. Some matches can be dull.
But a lot of them are.
Look, but like, if you're not into it, like this, they say, soccer widows or whatever. Like you know, when they're off watching football, you can be doing something else.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, no, I think like there's certain lads who take it to heart. Like I know my family's business. Every single van has a Legion United crest on it.
Yes,
now, that's a bit too far.
I've friends that all they talk about is football.
They're, actually,
I can't say the word I call them, but they're soccer soccer B words.
Right? Oh, I see.
And that's all you probably know people. That's all they talk about. That's all they really talk about. And like, I like football, but don't only talk about that. That's all they talk about.
Oh no, that would drive me mad. Wait, okay. Can I ask probably a silly question that people are going to go, why are you even asking this? Right. You know the way for us, like the teams that we support, like rugby, like football in Ireland, it's because of like where we are from. Like it's from like the areas that we are in, right?
Yeah.
So why do different people in Ireland like support Leeds or support Chelsea? Like what makes you decide who you're going to support?
Big question.
Yeah.
Your dad's your uncles.
Yeah. Oh, really? It's just a family thing?
Yeah, whoever family your family, mostly whoever your family
supports. Spurs was your house, wasn't it, growing up?
Spurs is my house, thanks
Leeds
for that.
Leeds is my house.
Oh, I'm Chelsea, but I suppose, if I had to go in.
But it's
Chelsea,
a big thing.
I'd be Chelsea.
Oh, why is that?
My dad was on the, played for Chelsea Reserves.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What? My dad just like casually played for the Chelsea.
We have been talking for 5 minutes about football, and you throw in the fact
that
the
show for four months, and my dad played for Chelsea.
It's because it's not a big deal to me.
That is a huge deal.
It's a huge deal. Look at my voice. He played for Chelsea Reserves. They're very good. I hate Chelsea. I hate Chelsea, and they're very good.
FM 104's traffic
with AXA Insurance.
Come back to
helping
that.
You protect what matters.
There's an accident on the N7 inbound between Athgoe and Rathcoole in the right lane. North Keys are busy from Ormond Quay upwards to O'Connell Bridge. Garden Street has usual delays around Summerhill and Beresford Place. And finally, Swords Road inbound has traffic from the Whitehall flyover onto Collins Avenue.
I suppose it would be Chelsea. I suppose if I was poor.
Showbiz on the Strawberries
with Mooney's Hyundai. Test drive the Hyundai Ioniq 5 now at Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange.
Okay, so the new season of one of my favourite shows starts on the 28th, which is next week. This is called Taskmaster.
Oh, I just can't believe it's that time of year again.
Yes.
The Taskmaster and his assistant are back.
So the contestants this year are John Robbins, stand-up comedian. Well, they're all comedians, always comedians. Nick Mohammed, who is...
Very funny.
He's from the football show.
Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, love him.
He's the fellow who falls out with them and goes off to... Sophie Willan and Steve Pemberton, who's fantastic. He's from Inside Number 9. Great actor, great comedy guy. But Joanne McNally's in it this year.
Fair play.
Now, there's been a history of Irish people doing really well in that. So Dara Breen's won it, and he won the Champions of Champions.
He did, actually, yeah.
I think Ardlo Hanlon won his season as well.
What? Wait, so I'm not... I have never watched Taskmaster.
The greatest.
I think I've only ever dipped in and out slightly. So is it literally that you have the same comedians or the same participants for an entire series?
So 10 episodes, 5 comedians, and they have to do tasks. And then whoever has the most points at the end wins.
Oh, see, I think I just assumed it was per episode.
It's a big gig though, isn't it? Like, so you don't have to work for a couple of months at it.
It's a great one. It's really good. It's such a funny show, and it's just a lot. And you get to know the contestants really well. So this would be huge for Joanne. For the people who don't know her in the UK, this is going to be massive.
My friend went to see Joanne in London. She lives in London and she's a dub. But she said the amount of people that weren't from Ireland that now understand Joanne and love her. And so that's brilliant to see that the English have now crossed into it and she's so successful over there.
It's just going to help things.
That's when you know that the tide is changing for Joanne then.
That's good.
OG Ghostbuster fans, right? Mm-hmm. It's come. Ghostbusters Irish premiere was last night. Finn Wolfhard has shared his slimy encounter with an OG Ghostbuster, Slimer, who's back in it.
Remember Slimer?
On this one, they used the same molds from the very original. So they literally poured a mold. It's the same puppet from the first one. So that was incredible. And then the slime itself was just...
Is it at least?
I don't know. It's cold. It's cold. It's freezing. Freezing cold. Brilliant. And it's real. You know, you're in it sort of all day. But it really wasn't horrible. It wasn't. You know, I had to put it in my mouth. Not as bad as any. Like I've done fake blood before sometimes, and that's way worse.
So the Ghostbusters is out.
And it's got some of the lads from the OG.
And
Dan
Mike
Aykroyd.
From Friends is in it.
Paul Rudd is in this one.
As Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's in it as well.
Because I saw they did.
And Ernie, is that his name?
They did the Ghostbusters theme with the guy who sings the Ghostbusters theme originally.
Oh.
Ray Parker Jr. is his name, right?
Okay.
And they had Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd in on with Jimmy Fallon.
Brilliant.
And they had the whole band with the Roots and they were singing the Ghostbusters theme, you know, with the school instruments. Who
that
are you
sounds
call?
Brilliant.
I'll bring it to you in the next hour.
Ghostbusters!
Really good.
Before we go into news, hello to Oisín and Phelan Monks. They're on their way to school with Wendy, the taxi driver. They were sick all week, but they're getting ready for 2 weeks off.
Ooh, oh, 2 weeks?
That's very convenient. They're suddenly better now.
Yeah, Oisín and Phelan Monks.
Of course. Enjoy that. It's F104.
FM104's Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
I was out the other night, right, and I saw what I thought was a tattoo on this woman's arm, like probably like bam smack, you know, where you have your little jabs marks. So I thought I saw a tattoo. I thought I was like, is that a tattoo? And then I went, oh no, I think it's a birthmark, right? And then the night went further on and I was standing beside her at the bar and she had, it wasn't a birthmark, it was a QR code tattooed onto her.
What happens when you ding it?
Well, I literally, me being nosy. I was like, oh my God, what's your tattoo of? And she was like, oh, if you scan it, it's a Britney Spears song.
That's so strange.
Is that so
That's
weird?
That's weird.
And then I was like, oh, really? She was like, yeah, scan.
Which?
It was Hit Me Baby One More Time. I don't know.
Very strange. Very strange. But I think, you know what? Sometimes people, when they're inebriated with air, debauchee of Jew, they would, you know, that's an Emily Dickinson poetry.
Oh, it's yes, beautiful.
For all the 05 Leaving Certers. Yeah. Oh. But they'd get these weird tattoos and they think it's hilarious at the time, but then they have to live with it for ages.
I know. Like, I don't know. But it, obviously, QR codes aren't, you know, they're recent enough.
Yeah.
So it happened not that long ago.
People are nosy.
There must be a story, backstory to it.
Yeah.
She just said she loves the song. She didn't go any further.
But Camiro, if you had a photograph of it.
Yeah. The song's very weird, the lyrics.
Oh, fair to have on your body.
Hmm. Yeah.
Actually, but no, but I checked.
And it worked.
But then I was saying, obviously I was
so
like,
you're scanning a stranger.
I scanned.
If I did that to her now, she'd think I was hitting on her, wouldn't she? And what's your tattoo? Oh, do you mind if I scan it? It's like,
it's a good chat up line. It's a good chat up line.
If she has it exposed, she wants people to notice it.
Yeah, sure. It's a good conversation starter, I suppose. But like over time, that's going to blend.
I can't imagine myself ever striking that. Oh, what's your tattoo
See, when I was 17, right, I was rebellious-ish. Not really, right? I got my ears pierced when I was 16.
Wow.
Oh, basically, my dad wanted me to get my ears pierced when I was really small, and my way of rebelling, because it was a tradition that you do in like African culture. My dad, like all my cousins' stuff, would have their ears pierced from like tiny.
Yeah.
So my way of rebelling was saying, no, I'm not getting my ears pierced.
Screw that culture.
It's the flip side.
I know. And all my friends were like, no, get your ears pierced. And I was like, no, nope, don't want to. So a year later, I was so bold. So a year later, then
what
I was
a rebel.
Like, such a rebel. So the year later, I asked my dad to write me out a few words in Arabic, right? Because now I'm going to the opposite of rebelling.
Oh, excellent.
Right? So I was like, can you write out my name in Arabic? Can you write down like random words? Because I was like, I'm going to get a tattoo. Okay.
I got my dad to write down Zainab,
okay? Yeah. And then my friend was like, ask your dad to write down Ghetto Fabulous and Fridge. Because she just thought it would be the funniest thing ever. She was like, how pretty does Fridge look in Arabic?
Zainab Ghetto Fabulous would be fine.
Yeah.
But Fridge,
where is it?
So it's on my hip. Now, I don't have Zainab Ghetto Fabulous Fridge.
Oh, do you not?
No, I just have Zainab. But I was choosing between the three.
How can people see this? Like, when you're in the gym, you can see it. Or if you're sunning yourself, you can see it.
If I'm sunning myself, if I'm in a bikini, you can see it.
Okay. Right, okay.
So, like, when I'll be swimming and stuff, you can see it. But I forget that I have it.
Okay.
That's the best. I feel like
that's pretty good. I like that, yeah. Arabic is pretty good. Yeah.
Girls and boys in, like, I'd say the mid-noughties were divils for putting it on the bottom of their back.
Yes, yeah. On the small.
The small, yeah.
Or the top of their back as well. And it used to be Chinese writing?
Yeah, or like a Asian tribal, writing? It would be like a tribal
or
tattoo.
Arabic actually, yeah.
Or Arabic actually, yeah.
It depends on what holiday you're on.
Yeah, oh yeah. The question I want to know is though, are there people in China with English words tattooed on their back?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like dolphin or whatever
there must
it is.
Be, yeah.
There has to be.
Because you know the way there's always people putting up videos on TikTok and stuff and it's like, you know, Thai people killing themselves laughing about Thai writing on like, you know, an English person.
Yeah, some people.
Because
yeah.
They've written.
They get it wrong.
The wrong things. Yeah.
Which I kind of like though.
It is,
you can kind of smile over it. Like I wonder are there, over in America, you know the way we have all these jumpers with Boston College
or Harvard.
Like is there one for Tala IT or stuff like that. You know, that's kind of cool.
Aaron sweaters. They're mad for it. Anything Irish. But yeah, they probably have a few labelled.
They do.
Any tattoos? You have?
Yeah, I have one on my leg.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah, I went to Ayia Napa for my Leaving Cert holiday.
Oh, gosh.
And it is Chinese writing.
No,
or Japanese. Sorry, it's Japanese.
I mean, what does it say?
It says strength.
Oh.
Strength.
I wanted the Superman crest and thank the Lord someone was looking down for me from heaven and made sure that there was no Superman there that day because I would have had a Superman logo on me leg.
Superman would have been good. I know somebody has a Superman on their boob.
No.
Really? Yeah,
that's cool.
That's a choice.
Yeah.
Remember, people would have the paw prints.
On their boobs?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I remember, when girls have tattoos.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On the back of their neck. I think that looks really cool.
Oh, I'd say that was so, that'd be so sore.
Would it be so sore?
Very sore.
Where would that paw print?
I don't know. But like, it would be like little kitten paws.
You see?
And I don't know why.
Just, if you have paw prints on your boobs, just inviting Egypts to come up and go, oh, here was the lucky dog, the dog walking on that.
I think Eve has it. You know Eve?
Oh, yeah.
Let me blow your mind.
Yeah. Yeah, she has them on her.
Paw prints, okay. Well,
ladies.
She's cool.
But wait, where on your legs?
On your ladies. That's a great name for them.
On your ladies.
On your ladies.
On your ladies, yeah.
That's a great
on
name for them.
Yes.
On the girlos.
Go on. Wait, where on your leg, Crossy, though? I want to know.
It's just on the side of my leg. You're not going to be able to see it.
You'll see it in the summer when he's wearing shorts.
Jim, do
see,
you have
the odd time some people think it's dirt and then they'll try and, you know, they go, oh, you've put a dirt in your leg and they'll go, and I'm like, that's not dirt.
Again, chat up lines all the time.
Theo.
I have F104 on my arse.
Oh, do you now?
No, I don't. They tried to get me to do it once. But no. All right, let's do this.
We've raised the stakes and doubled the dough.
$2,000 up for grabs.
FM104's Insta2Grand
with misquote.ie. Low-cost car insurers for learner permit drivers with exclusive savings at misquote.ie.
So, who do we have today?
We're going to Artane this morning. We got Janice. Good morning, Janice.
Morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You've loads
not
of tattoos,
too bad,
do you?
Not too bad. I have a few tattoos, a few that I regret, yeah.
Tell us the one that you most regret. Is it some fella's name or...?
No, it was my own name with a shamrock just in case I forgot it, you know?
Oh, that's good. I like that.
Just Janice. If you're going, what nationality is Janice? There
I was
we go.
Like 15. They should not tattoo 15-year-olds.
No, I don't think
I was
do.
17 and I think they shouldn't have done that either.
Yeah, I'm 17 as well.
Yeah.
Ooh. Goo. How many do you have then, Janice?
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
lovely.
Where's the Janice with the shamrock, if you don't mind me asking?
It was on my shoulder. I got a cover up. I got covered up later on after my mother seen it and nearly had a stroke.
Oh, God.
Is that sore when you get them covered up?
No, it's kind of just the same as getting when you get out the stairs. But like that, I thought I'd never get it covered up.
No,
I couldn't wait because people used to be like, oh my God, who's Janice? I'm like,
me. You're like, it's my lover. It's your lover.
It's your one from Friends.
I should have probably came up with a better story for it. But sure.
Yeah. Right, we have 10 questions. We have €2,000. If you don't know a question, you can pass on it, come back to it. You've got 10. You've got 1 minute, actually, and you've got 10 questions. Pass. Yeah, I did that, yeah.
What you can go back.
No Googling, no messing. Have to accept your first answer.
There you go.
You know all that, though,
you can
Janice.
Tell it's a Friday here.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah, go on.
Okay, Janice with the shamrock. Let's do it. 3, 2, 1, go. What do Americans call it when you go on holiday?
Vacation.
What day of the week was St. Patrick's Day last week?
Sunday.
What do you call a bicycle with one wheel?
Oh, pass.
What is the Rioja region of Spain famous for making?
Cheese.
True or false? Zainab's dad played for Chelsea's reserves team.
False.
What item of clothes are you missing if you're said to go commando?
Underwear.
The taps in France have the letters C and F on them. Which one of them is the hot one, C or F?
F.
Who won Best Album of the Year at the Grammys this year?
I'll pass.
What area of New York is also the name of an Irish popcorn company?
Manhattan.
Which shopping centre opened first, Dundrum Town Centre or Pavilions and Swords?
Pavilions.
And what do you call a bicycle with one wheel?
Unicycle.
Oh, out of time for the other one. You did pass another one. We couldn't come back to this year's Grammy Best Album. But let's see how you did today, Janice.
So, Janice, what do Americans call it when they go on holiday? A vacation. That's a very bad American accent.
Beautiful.
Apologies. What day of the week was St. Patrick's Day last week? It was a Sunday. And you got this one in the end. What do you call a bicycle with one wheel? A unicycle. You got this one wrong, Janice. What is the Rioja region of Spain famous for making? Rioja. Do you know what that is?
I'm just like cheese.
No, I'm sure they do cheese as well, but they're famous. Cheese. More famous for wine.
More famous for wine. Red wine. True or false, you got this one wrong as well. Zainab's dad played for Chelsea's reserve team, and if you were listening earlier on this morning, the answer is true.
Zainab casually brought that into conversation. Her dad was on the Chelsea reserves team.
See, I'm so sorry to my dad as well if he's out there listening, because it just isn't a big deal to me. It's when he moved from Sudan, he went to London and then he played football there. And I was like, yeah, big whoop, Dad.
Very big deal.
Oops.
Big whoop. It's a massive whoop.
Huge.
It's a massive whoop.
Okay, yeah. Right, okay. I need to stop dropping
Janice
into more.
Janice will get a bloody tattoo of it. Me dad play for Chelsea.
Absolutely.
I'll start doing that. Okay, question six. What item of clothes are you missing if you go commando? You said underwear. That is correct. The taps in France have the letter C and F on them. The letter C means hot. And then, so it's chaud is for hot and froid is for cold. Who won best album at this year's Grammys? That was Taylor Swift. You got this one right. New York is also, sorry, the area of New York that's also the name of an Irish popcorn company is Manhattan. And you also got this right. The first shopping centre, which one opened first? Dundrum Shopping Centre or Pavilions? And you got it right. Pavilions opened in 2001 and Dundrum opened in 2005. I didn't realise it was that close together.
Yeah.
But well done, Janice. You got six.
Listen, that's not too bad. I got over half.
I will die on this sword, but Manhattan cheese and onion crisps are the nicest crisps you will get in Ireland.
Amazing.
No way.
What? The black package. Oh my God.
Black
packet,
I thought they were blue.
Very hard to get.
They're very hard to get. I think you can. Do you know? I think you can buy them on their website, and I'll tell you the reason why.
Wait, my friend Crossy just now, when he's discussing this, he has his hand to his brow and he's pointing his pen. It's where he was on Radio 1 doing a political interview with Simon Harris. Why should you be the next Taoiseach, Simon?
The ghost.
Well, if he brings in Manhattan crisps everywhere.
Oh, they're so good, aren't they? There's something so fresh about Manhattan black crisps. They're just.
What's the difference with the black
one? Different level.
They're different level. See, Tao are amazing, but Manhattan black crisps are just in a black packet and you can only get them in pubs.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never had them.
Maybe just remind the good times, you know?
I've never had them.
Janice, Jim's just said he's never had them before.
Yeah, Janice, breaking news. I know, she does the same noise.
They are.
The whole of Dublin just went, I've never had the black Manhattan cheese and onion crisps. I will rectify that.
You know what? You can actually get them in Donnymede Shopping Centre in the little news agents there. They always have
them. I'm on my way.
Do they?
There we go. Donnymede.
Spar sell them. We have a Spar near us. Do they sell them?
I've never seen them in our Spar. Anyway, we all have a goo.
There's going to be a big rush on them. You won't get them anywhere now.
You won't. No,
can I tell you a very quick story?
Very quick. Last week.
We'll get in trouble because we're talking too long. But my friend, during the incident a couple of years ago, wanted Manhattan crisps to go with everything, right?
Yeah.
So he bought four packets of it, thinking four packets would come. He ended up buying four boxes arrived at his gap.
I think he'd be delighted.
He had 500 crisps. It did him
the whole
time.
High on his own supply. He was. Oh dear. Janice, thanks a million. Have a great weekend.
Thanks a million.
Get your crisps in your face, everyone. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock. It's FM 104. Dublin's FM 104. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock. And in studio is comedian Kevin McGahern. Good to see you again.
What's up, Shams?
What's up? Are you well?
I'm very good. How are you?
I feel flattered to be called a sham.
Yeah. I know, I'm bringing it back.
That's not too bad.
It's a real Midlands colloquial term.
Yeah.
Like friend.
Yeah. Hey, Sham.
Sham boss. I went to school in Granard where there was a lot of like, how are you, Sham? How's it going, Sham boss? And he felt cool.
Actually, I remember there's loads in Boffin where I'd go and they'd always call you Sham. And I was like, oh, I'm a friend. I'm in.
I know somebody who says, calls everyone Slim. All right, Slim.
Oh, I like that.
Everyone's a real Dublin.
Yeah, I like
All
that.
All right, Slim.
Yeah.
Everybody. Only blokes, though.
Only lads. And here, you are here chatting to us because you are doing the Liberty Hall.
I am indeed.
The Liberty Hall on the 26th of April of a Friday.
Of a Friday night.
And it's called Shy Talker.
Shy Talker.
What are we talking about?
Very careful saying it pre-watershed.
Yes. Oh, yes, this is true.
I just
oh, my God, no.
I've done it again.
I cross into this every time. I walk into it.
I specifically call it this name just so I could trip up presenters.
What's it called again, Zainab?
Shy Talker.
Very good.
Say it very fast.
Will I?
Yeah, go on.
Shy Talker. It's called Shy Talker.
Shy Talker.
There you go. Bam. And I did it.
I hear the Bee Gees singing it when I said Shy Talker.
Oh yeah, I like that.
That's the way we're ending.
Should be my walk on music.
It should be. Ooh, yes.
What is your walk on music?
Have you figured it out?
At the moment, I've been picking. It's like a remix of Black Betty.
Oh,
excellent. It's like a really fast version of Black Betty.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, Black Betty. Ram-a-lam.
Do you put much thought into the walk-on music?
Is it you want to pick something. It's kind of the same as like when a wrestler picks music for like WrestleMania.
Yes.
Or a boxer. You want to pick something that gets the crowd going.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you don't want to do smooth jazz. Or
no.
Or like I remember Homer Simpson had, "Why can't we be friends? Why can't we?" Not a good walk-on music.
Yes.
You just kind of want to put people in a good mood.
Yes.
I suppose, yeah.
Jams.
Yeah.
Big jams.
Crowd pleasing jams.
I've noticed on TikTok a lot of Republic Italy stuff is coming up.
Yeah.
Do you see it quite a bit? Are people tagging you going, there you are?
I do, and it annoys me because I'm like, oh, I should have put these up myself and got all the followers.
You should have. Oh, you should have, yes.
I've never thought of that.
Same with Dave Savage and The Savage Eye. There's two really good, funny shows.
Yeah, yeah.
People have to go back that far to...
To watch
to
them.
Find the good stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping that RTÉ gets on TikTok soon and realises that they've got a lot of good stuff in their back catalogue.
Yeah, yeah. It's some great stuff. Yeah,
and
yeah.
Also, another thing that's on the back catalogue, Hardy Books.
Oh my God, yeah. It's had a kind of a renaissance.
Yeah, because now it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
So
what?
Yeah. So now I'm guessing people are kind of going, oh my God, it's SIM card.
Yeah, like, there's like a whole new generation, but then you feel so old because you're like, oh, I remember. How's it going, SIM card? And you're like, oh, how's it going? They're like, oh, I remember when I was like 8 years old, I used to watch you on the telly and I'd have to sneak down with my bowl of Rice Krispies.
Wow.
And I was like, get away from me, you little...
No, there's like 10 U4 tickets for Liberty Hall.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on down. I'll take all comers.
Yeah. You can meet SIM card in the flesh.
I'll take children's money. I don't care.
Yeah. So we were discussing this before we started. You're at the sharp end with the children at the moment. You've got two little bambinos.
I do indeed.
How's the sleep?
It comes and goes.
Right.
That's the best thing about touring is that you get to stay in a hotel bed.
Oh yes.
Far away from your family. It's washed and clean. There's no vomit on the bed at all, as far as I can tell. So it's great. I love it.
And how do you make the phone calls then to your other half and sound guilty?
Yeah, you have to put a lot of effort into that.
The
drive was awful.
Yeah.
I hit a deer. How are the kids?
Hope everything's up. Miss you. Miss
fine.
You lots.
It's fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. I put a lot of effort into making it sound like this is a real job. My child-free friends, I say child-free, not child-less.
Yeah. Yes.
they like when they talk about like, God, I was so hungover yesterday. Mm. And I was like, that sounds like a dream. I have memories, happy memories of hangovers.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, you have two different takeaways in the one day.
Yeah.
I watched three films.
Yeah.
And like, I'll take a headache over like not dealing with people hitting me in the head with a rubber hammer.
Do they make it into the set? Are you talking about
them? Yeah, there's a lot of giving out about them, yeah.
Okay.
They'll love it when they grow up.
Yeah, I feel like when they hit teenage age, they're going to like give out about me a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm just getting in there.
Get a head start.
Get a head start in the slaggins.
Absolutely.
100%.
And here, Kevin, I met you, we're probably going back to like 2010,
right.
I'm going to say. Do you remember how we met back in 2010?
In Virgin Media?
No.
Where?
Oh.
No.
Where?
I hadn't even stepped foot in Virgin Media at that point.
Where was this?
We both auditioned for Bull Alley drama.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We're going.
Oh my God.
So I remember when I saw you on Republic of Telly, I was like, oh, I know him. So I met you at the audition where we had to do improv. Okay.
Right.
We all stood in this massive circle, and how it worked was one person would get in into the middle and then another person would join and you'd have to make up a random story. Okay.
Yeah. You would. Yes. And.
Yes. And. Exactly. So Kevin got into the circle. Okay. Yeah,
he'd be good at that.
He was good. Obviously. Very talented. Yeah. Right.
No.
So then I'm there going, okay, I better come into
He's
the circle
cringing
now.
Here now. Do you obviously know? Do you know what's going to happen?
Do you remember where this goes?
I can't. I'm go on.
Okay, so Kevin's in the circle. I enter. And Kevin goes, "Ah, there she is, my exotic dancer."
Oh.
This is before the Me Too movement, okay?
I was thinking on his feet.
Thinking on his feet, and I was
and
like,
"What happens next?
Say what you see. Say what you see."
You looked very exotic that day.
I did. Thank you,
Kevin.
You
looked exotic. You weren't wearing like a welding helmet.
No.
And a pair of overalls. Like, you looked very exotic.
He was like, "Here she is." So I was like, "Da da da da."
You did it.
Da 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 da. I was yes-anding.
Yes-anded.
I
forgot about that.
So then anytime I would see you, so literally, right, for years, watching Hardy books, watching Republic of Telly, I was like, "Lads, do you know how I know him? He called me his exotic dancer."
This man forced me to dance in front of people.
In front of people.
She'll bring it back.
And she just did it just there again.
And I just did it again. Da, 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 da.
Thank you for choosing this moment on live radio to cancel me.
There
with
we go.
The cameras.
Yes, choose my moments. Choose my moments. But no, it's been brilliant to see you excel.
Oh, thank you so much. Same as you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, my God. I'm watching your star rise like a lovely big rising star.
Oh, thanks, Kevin. Cheers.
Yeah, get over it, lads.
No.
Shy Talker is coming to Liberty Hall, April 26th. Kevin McGahan, it's great to see you.
Great to see you guys. And thanks for having me on.
But do you say break a leg? What do you say?
I think you can say break a leg.
Break a leg with the shows. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Lovely.
Cheers,
thanks,
man.
Guys.
FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock with Jim Jim, Crossy and Zainab.
So I believe we have created a monster in this FM 104 studio this morning.
Oh, yes.
So,
me, is it?
No. So I just was talking to... We got a double coffee today.
Yeah.
And after the show today, I'm going to see the brand new Amy Winehouse movie.
Yes.
For a thing we're filming in a few weeks' time. But we have to go watch the movie beforehand.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Taking one for the team. Going to watch it. It's
grand. Thank you, Crossy. Yep.
Jim, you're doing getting ready for our best of show tomorrow,
yes.
Saturday morning, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And I said to Zainab, "So what's the crack after the show today? What are you up to?" Because she's going to Neo and Mario later.
Yes, if you haven't.
Yeah, she's very busy. Yeah.
Very busy. Huh?
Tell the class, tell everyone listening right now what we have created. What are you doing at 11 o'clock this morning?
At 11 o'clock, I'm going across the Bord Gáis. And I'm going to be doing a tap class.
What?
With the choreographer from Aladdin.
But you were only there last night.
Tap.
A tap class?
A tap class.
How did you get that?
I don't know how I got invited, but I'm absolutely chuffed. Absolutely chuffed.
We've created a monster.
Yeah.
You hold your credit card up to it. That's all you do.
Jesus, Jim.
Tap a tap.
So how long is it going for?
So it's going to be an hour, yeah. And they've got tap shoes in for us and everything. Like, I am a buzzing. Like,
I won't lie here, and I'll speak probably on behalf of myself and Jim. That sounds like my idea of pure hell on a Friday morning.
Yeah.
Oh, like
I'd be buzzing if that was cancelled.
No. Why? Do you not like no?
With tap dancing.
No.
And when I was 10.
No, I'm actually.
To impress my
granddad. You're going to be so annoying at it as well.
I'm
aren't
actually
you?
Going to be so annoying.
My granny's house had a bit of lino, and I used to. They had this really noisy sound. I used to tap dance on that.
No, I met the woman.
That's really good, Jim. That's really good. That's not annoying at all, Jim.
I met the woman yesterday, right? Jill, who invited me, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so excited!" By the way, I did musical theatre in London. I studied dance.
Did you? You never mentioned it.
I never mentioned it at all, right?
Here we go.
And she was like, "Oh no." I don't mention it whatsoever.
No.
And she was saying, "Oh, we're gonna expect really big things from you." And I went, "Oh wait, actually no, I take it all back. I take it all back."
So it's gonna be on your own Instagram.
Oh, 100%. If I'm good, you'll see my feet. If I'm not, you'll just see my face.
Oh, but it'll be a boomerang if she's terrible.
That's true.
Will you do it? "Hey, you guys, I'm up here today."
Oh, no.
Just popping on the stories. So
So early in the morning, you present Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Yeah.
Then you go tap dancing classes.
Yes.
And then you go see Neo tonight.
Yeah.
What are you doing in between all
I'm
that?
I'm a mixed bag. Probably have a nap with
have
my
a little
dog.
Nap. I think you're going to need to. You're going to have a little lie down.
Tap dancing.
Somebody else says, and yeah, there's room for bad jokes. Be careful you don't fall into the sink, Zainab, says a texter.
Oh, here, stop.
That's quality humour. That's quality humour. Thanks for that. Well, you enjoy that.
I will. Thank you kindly.
She's buzzing.
Jim's going to be delighted he's not in work next week because I'll be like, a-da-da, a-da-da, a-da-da.
And have you ever done it before? No.
No, never.
You've done dance before.
I've done ballet, I've done jazz, I've done all of it.
Right, but never tap.
But I've never done tap, guys.
Well, you'll need it if you're
you
called up to do
it. Tap all in here.
Hey.
Hey, it's FM 104. It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Thanks for listening to FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.